Let this mind be in you. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The mind which was also in Christ Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, yet made himself of no reputation. Notice that we are to let this mind be in us, and that is not so easy. There is something within each of us which recoils at both these thoughts, and that something is our humanity, our belief that we are separate beings from God. If I really knew, as Jesus did, and as he prayed in John 17, that I would also know that I and my Father are one, I would not think it robbery to be equal with God. I would think it perfectly natural and normal. Because I think I am a separate self that I must somehow protect and preserve, or pray to this God who is separate from me to do it for me, I am always striving to make a reputation for myself. I want to be known as spiritual or successful. It is therefore also very difficult for me in my humanity to make myself of no reputation. But when I know, as Paul did, that I, my humanity, was crucified with Jesus, so that there is no more Jackie, but only Christ who is living its life as me, it becomes easy to let the mind which was in Christ Jesus be also in me. Of course, Christ is equal with God, and of course, I have no reputation to make for myself. Colossians 3:3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I too become obedient unto death, the death of the persona called Jackie, even the death of the cross. For it was on the cross that my humanity died. 2 Corinthians 5:14. If one died for all, then were all dead. To put it another way, we must develop the same consciousness or awareness that Jesus developed if we are to be as he was in this world and do the works that he did. And that is the awareness that I can of mine own self do nothing. And why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Jesus knew, as we must also know, for a certainty, that in his humanity he was not God and could do nothing. But he also knew that his humanity, the man born of a woman, was not his true identity. He knew that his true identity was from above and not of this world. And he was one with the Father which dwelt in him and did the works. When I come into the same awareness, I will have entered the rest that belongs to the people of God, the people who know that their true identity is of God and not of man.